You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's happening, Purple Nation, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer for the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition on Friday, December 11th, 2020. Getting ever so closely counting down the days to a new calendar year. Speaking of which, it can't come fast enough for K-State football ending at 4-6. And with all these cancellations of these games this week, with Texas, the Big 12 canceling almost majority all of their games, Texas and Kansas canceled, also West Virginia and Oklahoma Oklahoma got canceled as well. And the positive thing out of this season is K-State got all of their games in without a cancellation. Two games were close, Iowa State, Oklahoma, and somehow it got those in. And there's been a lot of debate about, and I mentioned this on the weekly edition of the podcast. Remember, K-State Nation, that is out right now. The latest episode of the I almost say my other podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, that is still a habit. But 4-6, is that bowl eligible? No, it is not. And I don't care we're in even middle of a pandemic. I still think it's 4-6 is bad. That's bad. We should pack it up and get ready for next year. Hopefully things will be a bit, in my turn, I'm going to put it this way. Hopefully things will be a bit better situation for next year. But for right now, with all this going on with the pandemic, which has been well talked about, not only on this podcast, but everywhere, that, you know, it's just better just to take your lumps in the offseason, work on your craft, get better. The coaches need to get better. 4-6, that's not going to cut it. Even take away the pandemic, 4-6, that's not going to get you bowl eligible anyway. And I said this exactly on this past weekly's episode, which go check it out right now. Download it. Tell your friends about it, about the Purple Project Podcast. But absolutely not. I mean, Alex says, I understand where Alex is coming from, my co-host, about needing extra practice time. But when you're spinning around, what if one of your key players get test positive for the pandemic, and you are borderline on numbers again? You gotta think about this kind of stuff. And times where K-State's dealt with all these transfers, why King Gill, the latest transfer, as well as Lance Robinson, I discussed earlier in one of the dailies this week. But, you know, K-State's got a lot of issues right now. And it doesn't help when K-State also loses in the basketball side of things to a Division II opponent, which I'm still disappointed with that. You're Division I. K-State, you're Division I. You should not be losing. Like I said before, I don't care if you're rebuilding or not. You still have got enough talent on that basketball team to win the basketball game. They didn't get it done. Same thing here. You're 4-6, and for what's worth, you don't deserve. Kansas State does not deserve to go to a bowl game. Let's be honest; they don't deserve to go to the bowl. And if you do accept a bowl invitational, you better be prepared to go through the same things that you've done all year long. But in my opinion, I still stand by it. 4-6 is not bowl eligible. And for what it's worth, Chris Klieman needs to get better. Whole coaching staff needs to get better for next season. They need to continue to build depth. That's been the word of the week on the podcast, is depth. They need it. They need it in the worst way, losing all these players. And I'm afraid that's going to possibly continue right on through the winter. It's not good. It's not a good look, especially going to a bowl game where you just got your ass handed to you, giving up 69 points, where your defense basically did not leave the hotel or the dorm room for not a snap. So that's an embarrassment to the program, and you show 4-6. That's just a bad look going entering a bowl game. So for what it's worth, to wrap this daily podcast for the weekly edition of the podcast, K-State 4-6, they should not be able to go to a bowl game, and they should work on getting better. And for what it is, stronger, faster, better, need to get better, stronger, faster, or whatever the combination is, whatever it is, they need to work on the craft all the way around. Not just that, those faces all the way around, get themselves right, and hopefully, whatever is going on, we can figure out a way, other people that are working on this pandemic since it started can continue to get work on a vaccine, to some degree and to get this thing figured out. And for K-State's concern, yeah, 4-6, that's unacceptable for what it is. And yeah, Chris Klieman, and at least one person agrees with me, that's a step back this year. I mean, that's a step back this year. I mean, yes, we overachieved last year, and we probably took, probably, when we look back at this year, probably put too much on the plate this year for what it is. And if Skylar Thompson doesn't get hurt, maybe this spins around to 6-4 at the latest. In my mind, 6-4 was a healthy Skylar Thompson, but instead you lose him early in the season, and Wuhar comes in, does some great things, but he digressed as the year goes along. Now, he played well to cap off the 2020 year against Texas at home, but the defense stuck it up. So, all phases, K-State all the way around, they need to get better, and they need to get better in a matter of time, because they come up with this next year, it could be worse. Eddie Greer III here for another edition of the Daily Edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Remember, like I mentioned a couple times already, please go check out the latest episode 36 of the Purple Project Podcast. More discussion on that, and I'm pretty sure we'll have a lot more discussion on K-State men's basketball's blunder against Fort Hays State.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.